On FM, online, and on the station app. This is Jacaranda Newswatch.
Johannesburg 28, Pretoria 29, Polokwane 27. According to the N3 toll concession, heavy traffic is expected on the N3 toll route as holidaymakers return home. Peak northbound traffic towards Gauteng is forecast throughout the weekend. The toll concession's Tanya Dugra.
Members of the Road Incident Management System have expressed particular concern over the number of arrests due to speeding. Please remember that there is a large differential between heavy and light motor vehicles on the road, which requires additional consideration. Stick to the speed limits, keep your headlights turned on, avoid blind spots, only ever overtake when it is safe to do so, and always buckle up.
Border Management Authority Commissioner Michael Masiupato says the Department of Home Affairs and the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees will assist to ensure proper handling of migrants and asylum seekers this weekend. High numbers of people are expected to return to South Africa as the return leg begins after the peak holiday season.
Can confirm that we have set up 4 areas where we are going to be processing the people as they are coming back into the country. Therefore, we are actually going to be here for the week. But otherwise, from a person point of view, we are very much ready.
The South African Weather Service has issued a yellow level 2 warning for severe thunderstorms over western Limpopo, northern Gauteng, including Pretoria, and parts of western Mpumalanga. The storms may bring heavy downpours leading to localized flooding as well as damaging winds, hail and excessive lightning. Forecaster Lehonolo Tobela.
Expecting a 60% chance of showers and thunder showers, most parts of the northwest, Free State, the western parts of KwaZulu-Natal, into the high veld of Mpumalanga and the central and western parts of Limpopo. If you'll be in Gauteng, can expect a widespread chance of showers and thunder showers. Severe thunderstorms are possible in places over the eastern areas of the Free State, Gauteng.
And President Cyril Ramaphosa has expressed deep sadness over the loss of life in a devastating fire at a ski resort bar in Switzerland on New Year's Day. Latest reports from officials say sparklers on champagne bottles likely ignited the blaze, killing at least 40 people. Presidency spokesperson Vincent Magwenya.
On behalf of the government and the people of the Republic of South Africa, President Ramaphosa conveys heartfelt condolences to the families and loved ones of those who lost their lives, as well as to the people and government of the Swiss Confederation during this time of profound grief.
I'm Yul Pinar. For more on these and other stories, visit jacarandfm.com, click on news.
Thank you so much. Now I can play a song, right?
Yeah, you're more than welcome to.
All right, 8:05 into the second hour we go. It's Ankle Tap standing in for Lucky Duplessis. Mr. Duplessis will be back with you and normal programming pretty much next week. We'll resume, okay? My marathon run continues. Welcome to the second hour of Weekend Breakfast here on Taparanda FM.
Number one for Feel Good Weekends, Jacaranda FM.
Just a smile and the rain is gone. Can hardly believe it, yeah. There's an angel standing next to me, reaching for my heart. Just a smile and there's no way back. Can hardly believe it. Believe it, yeah.
lay my life.